This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
Oh, do I introduce myself? Oh, yeah. Hi. I am not good at this. Hello, it's Dee Dee Sweets. Used to be host of that show I did that I got tired of several times. The Right Man Child podcast, also co-host of Casually Sarcastic with Keisha and Derek and Keep It Mad Simple Pod. Two people, two pods. That's way too much stuff for y'all to remember if you don't. And this is my story about my Saturdays. I'm going to try and remember as much as I can, because even though my childhood was good and I didn't really do too much, which was strange because I'm from San Diego, born and raised. It may not look like it, but, you know, around the late 80s to 90s, it was tough out here. I call Skyline home, even though I haven't really lived there in ages. I will forever big up Skyline because that's where I remember most of my childhood. There was Skyline, and then there was San Ysidro, which was like a predominantly Latin area. And I always joked around about being one of five or six black families there total, and we all got chased because racism. But yeah, my Saturdays were kind of cool. Watching a lot of Bugs Bunny and Friends on ABC way back when, because ABC was popping during the 80s. And out of all the cartoons, I don't really remember the cartoons. I just remember the commercials, you know, seeing Play-Doh stuff and Easy Bake ovens when I think McDonald's had an Easy Bake oven joint way back when that I always wanted to get my hands on and didn't because we were broke. If I ever got to touch a light bright, it was because I went to my homegirl's house to play with her stuff because they always had the flyest shit. They had the light bright. They had the glow worms. I think my mom got my sister like a secondhand glow worm, which was, you know, nothing wrong with that. That was my sister's. Really disappeared. I miss that glow worm. If anyone has a glow worm, you want to send it to your homie, you should do that. You know, Christmas is around the corner if it hasn't passed when this comes out. But yeah, I mainly remember the commercials, some of the cartoons. But man, actually, when it comes to cartoons, I know this really has nothing to do with Saturdays, but it still had that Saturday morning vibe. Tiny Toons. And shows like Stunt Dogs, which no one fucking remembers. And if you do, that's like a really deep cut. If you remember Stunt Dogs, and more power to you, I owe you like a couple beers, you know, if I see you or whatnot, because that's a classic ass show that no one really talks about, or SWAT Cats, or any of the weird shit I think Hanna-Barbera was doing at the time or trying to do, or any of these studios were doing, like Gargoyles. That should have been a Saturday morning cartoon, but that was the illest shit that would come on. What was it, once a week or five times a week? I don't even remember that shit. But man, can y'all bring Gargoyles back? Is that ever gonna happen? Disney, are you listening? You should be listening. Like, come on, give me Gargoyles. Be nice. I mean, I'm putting up with all the other bullshit you're doing. Like, do I really need an Aladdin movie? No, I need a live action Gargoyles movie, but that's okay. Give me Kim Possible, because that's what everyone has been clamoring for. Oh, man, there was a back then it was, oh, I'd say about three houses. There was the one that I lived with my mother in Meadowbrook. Shout out to Meadowbrook Apartments. Doesn't look the same like it used to. Skyline is definitely an area gentrification hasn't touched yet. It's getting there, but not that fast. Thank God for that. But yeah, there was the, I think it was a two-bedroom apartment that my mom had in Skyline, and my uncle was either below us or around the corner. Like, there was a lot of family members in that complex. Like I said, shout out to Meadowbrook Apartments. Man, that was a weird time. Shout out to parents who were showing their kids things they really shouldn't have been watching at such a young age, because my mom's was, you know, she took me to see Purple Rain when it came out in theaters, you know, butt-ass naked Apollonia, you know, because that's something every three-year-old should see, right? Or whatever year Purple Rain came out. I forgot how old I was. I know I wasn't 10. It was definitely before I was 10, and she's taking me to see that shit. Or, you know, playing all these crazy ass, no. Hip hop wasn't that crazy then. I don't know, would Marvin Gaye be considered crazy? I don't know. I'm trying to remember a lot of music she used to play. But she would have these crazy ass parties, and it was dope. Especially during like the early 90s when I had like a flat top for all but like 12 hours. Like, I came home from school mortified, looking in the mirror. Negro, you do not look like kid. Why are you kidding yourself? Cut that shit off immediately. And that kind of sucks, because my mom's friend would do like a whole, I think, what, two, three hours spent on my head. I should have paid him myself, but, you know, I was young and I didn't really understand the concept of money then. Hell, I still don't understand it now, and I'm about to be 38. But yeah, so there was that house. Then there was my two grandma's houses on Luzanne Drive, which was not too far away from Morris High School, where my mom played ball at. And if I could ever find a picture, it's the typical 70s picture. It's my mom with the big ass afro, wearing whatever Converse was out at the time. I don't know if they was the Dr. J's or whatever, you know, with the afro and the big ass socks that Katz was wearing, you know, on the courts way back when for some strange reason. But yeah, there was my grandma Didi, who lived at the top of the hill, and then there was my grandma Lillian, who lived at the bottom of the hill. Two separate entities who played a very big and played a very big parts in my life. Didi was the religious, semi-religious lady. She would drag us to the Kingdom Hall. She would talk about the Word of God and Jehovah and all that. But she would celebrate my birthday, and we would go to family's houses for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we would watch all these crazy movies. But I'm like, yo, ain't Jehovah said we can't do this? Don't worry about that, baby. Don't worry about that. Here, have some popcorn. You know, just I miss her. Much love to you. And then there was my grandma Lillian, who was my father's dad. Mom, sorry. Who was my father's mom. And my goodness, I could have sworn she was a pimp back in her day, or a kingpin or something. No one would fuck with my grandma around that area. Like, she was respected. She could have been the fucking kingpin of the block. I don't know. And she'd always used to call me little chicken shit. She's probably calling me a chicken shit now from heaven. But with all the things I couldn't do at Didi's house or my mom's house, I would go to her house for it. Like, so Thanksgivings and Christmas, I was at her house. You know, birthday celebrations were at her house. You know, that was the first place I watched Commando way too much. Last Starfighter, way too much. That's why I discovered I like way too much salt in my popcorn. It's probably why my health is so fucked up now. But yeah, it's like I had those three houses: my mom's spot, Grandma Didi's, and Lillian's. And Lordy, I would give, I don't know what I would give up just to have those days back. Because those were some of the best days of my life. Just growing up, you know, sliding down a canyon on cardboard boxes with some folks that I'm no longer cool with. But, you know, just doing weird kid shit that kids don't do now. Or if they do, you know, it's not without a cell phone. You know, we couldn't post all the dumb shit we was doing on IG back then. And don't act like you weren't going down hills on cardboard boxes, okay? You were doing something on cardboard boxes back in the 80s. If your ass couldn't break dance, you was going down a fucking hill or tumbling down grassy knolls or whatever. You know, just that awesome kid shit I wish I could do again. You know, that kids don't do now because Fortnite is a thing. I know it's supposed to be like one story, but it's going to turn into several. So just bear with me, folks, because a lot of my fantastic memories happened with my grandma Lillian during her days. I used to spend a lot of weekends at her place just because, you know, because that's where all the cool shit was. She had the Atari back then. I don't remember the model, but whichever one Frogger and Empire Strikes Back came out with, that's what I was playing. So I was at her house playing the Atari, even though my grandpa used to try and front like it's his. Like, come on, nigga, you know it's grandma's. Don't even front. You don't even play it. You just look at it. Don't do that. I still love you, dude, but don't do that. I'd whoop your ass at Frogger, dude. Don't even try me. But, you know, I'm a little kid, so, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm like, Grandpa, Frogger, you know. I'm sure it was something like that. I don't know. I used to put a lot of butter in my popcorn, so it might have, you know, had me speaking funny because cholesterol. I don't know. But first console I ever had in my life was because of my grandma. She bought me the Nintendo joint when it first came out, the one that came with the zapper and had the two game cartridge, had Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And I remember the entire crowd just like gathered around and just watched me play Duck Hunt. Never played this game in my life, but I'm acing that shit, just like pow pow pow. Look at the boy go, pow pow pow, and just some crazy shit. My grandma used to. I think my grandma started my video game habit because there's a mall out here in San Diego called Plaza Bonita. If y'all know about it, you know that it was popping like during the late 80s, early 90s, and kind of stopped after 97. Because the day Mr. Rags closed down, that was the death of the fucking mall. That it was just really bad. But she bought me Super Mario Brothers 2. Which I regret because that's the worst out of all of them. It's still the worst. Don't even defend Super Mario Brothers 2, folks. You know it's terrible. And I remember seeing the commercial for that too, and all the shit that was promised. You know, it was like a DC movie. You know, you get one version and then you get something else. Because I was supposed to be fighting dragons and shit in Super Mario Brothers 2. You couldn't even do that. You know, just letting you down like Zack Snyder. Yeah, all the shade, because fuck DC, even though I'm going to see Aquaman tomorrow night. I'm still throwing all the shade. What? At me. but yeah, that's what I remember most, just spending a lot of weekends at her place, watching all of her videotapes, watching RoboCop at her place for the first time. And that's a movie no kid should be watching at that fucking age. Seeing Murphy get all fucked up in the junkyard and everything, limbs is missing, dude's taking a fucking whatever it was, I don't know if it was like a rake or whatever, dude from that 70s show was stabbing him with, you know, motherfuckers getting arms and limbs blown off and whatnot. Titties everywhere. Why was there so much titty in these 80s movies? Like, it's a lot of action movies. It's like, oh no, we need to fill the scene with something. Titty! Okay. You know, it's like a Van Damme movie. Wait, did Van Damme have titties in there? No, not really. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I remember. That's what I remember. Shit. Yeah, that's it for me, y'all. Thanks for listening to me ramble about stuff. Try to use sentences. It's very hard, especially on an empty stomach. My apologies. If you want more of that, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and see more of my beautiful face as I attempt to grow a beard. Is it because I got a bet going on? Maybe. Am I trying to be like my homie Jay? No. Have you seen his beard? It's impossible. I can't do that. but yeah, the Twitter's Twitter and IG is Hey Dee Dee Sweets. That's HeyDeeDeeDeeDee Sweets. Snapchat is Dee Dee Dash Sweets, and the Twitter and IG for Two People Two Pods is really fucking simple. The number two. People, number two, pods, P-O-D-S, not like P-O-D, who's also from San Diego, along with Blink-182 and JL Felony. But if we're going to be completely honest, no one is proud of JL Felony, just like Nick Cannon. Like, I've seen Nick Cannon grandma's house. She doesn't even talk about Nick Cannon for good reason. Have you seen Underclassmen? Yeah.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody say, I remember way back when.